us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. As we continue to celebrate the season of Pentecost, I wanted to make sure we understand the power we receive with Jesus' resurrection and the arrival of the Holy Spirit as our onboard guide to God's will. Today, I wanted to speak on the subject of you must sow in order to reap. Our inspirational scripture is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20. Reading from the King James Version, it reads, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." I also wanted to share it from the New International Version, and that will be the version that we'll use for the remainder of this discussion. And it reads, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." This scripture is a powerful encouragement in the life of the believer, but there are conditions. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 7, takes it a little further, where Paul states, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." Christians are taught that when we give, whether it's tithes, offering, charity, or other forms of support, they are sowing seeds that God promises will yield a rich harvest. This isn't merely about financial gain. The broader understanding includes blessings of increased faith, spiritual growth, and greater opportunities to bless others. The act of giving is seen as a tangible expression of trust in God's provision and faithfulness. It reflects a belief in the economy of God's kingdom, where selfless generosity is rewarded, not just in kind, but often in greater measure, fostering a cycle of blessings that enhances the giver's capacity to give even more. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 tells us, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again." This isn't to suggest that God is a quid pro quo system, one that causes one to give only for the prospect of gaining in return, but encourages believers to adopt a mindset of abundance and gratitude, moving away from scarcity and fear, and towards a life characterized by generosity and reliance on God's infinite resources. An example of what I'm describing is, a week or so ago, I was thinking of a friend of mine, and as I was driving down the street, she was standing at the corner across from her office, heading towards her building. This confirmed to me that it was the Holy Spirit urging me to contact her. So I did. And we met for lunch shortly thereafter and had a great conversation catching up on business and personal matters. And then I shared something with her I believe would be very beneficial for her career and relationship with one of the larger players in her industry. She agreed, and introduced me to the person who would be a connection to getting my idea accomplished. As it turns out, that connection was also one that could take the project onto a national level. For my effort of improving the life of my friend, God made provisions for a significant, I would dare say, overflowing connection for me and my company. Because my effort was from my heart, it was rewarded. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8 states, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." Actions aligned with selfish desires lead to negative outcomes, while actions influenced by the Holy Spirit lead to positive, life-giving results. Living your best life, therefore, involves making choices that are spiritually and morally sound, leading to beneficial manifestations for our lives and the lives of others. Additionally, understanding sowing and reaping provides a guideline for living wisely and well. It encourages making decisions that align with God's purposes, investing in what brings lasting joy and satisfaction, and taking responsibility for our lives' trajectory. By stating that God can do far beyond what we can ask or even think, Paul highlights the infinite nature of God's capabilities, which surpasses human understanding and expectations. This serves as a reminder of the omnipotence of God, reassuring us that no prayer is too big and no situation is beyond God's ability to intervene. However, we have a role, and that role encompasses several key responsibilities that reflect both spiritual and practical dimensions of our lives. Sowing seeds is widely used in the Bible to describe the actions and contributions of individuals that lead to future outcomes based on the nature of what was sown. Here are a few examples of the type of sowing God requires of us. Evangelism, discipling others, and being a living testament to the grace of God through our actions, words, and choices. Sowing to the Spirit. As mentioned in Galatians 6, chapter 8, sowing into the Spirit implies that we have a personal investment in our spiritual growth and character development. Giving generously. Believers are encouraged to give generously to the church, charities, and individuals in need. Sowing seeds through prayer. Intercessory prayer for others' needs, the church, communities, and global issues plant seeds that God can water and grow in His timing and manner. Sowing seeds of kindness, forgiveness, and love in our relationships, which can lead to healing, reconciliation, and strong community bonds. Our role in sowing is multifaceted, involving an intentional approach to life that seeks to plant seeds which will bear fruit for the kingdom of God, reflecting Christ's love and redemption for the world. The phrase, "according to His power that is at work within us," indicates the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in believers. This is a recurring theme in Paul's letters, where he often speaks of the Holy Spirit as residing within us. The Holy Spirit empowers us to live out our faith, manifesting God's kingdom through our lives by transforming them from inside out, guiding, comforting, and granting spiritual gifts for the building up of the church. It also challenges believers to expect great things from God. It is a call to faith and action based not on human capacity, but on divine power. We are encouraged to pray boldly and live out the faith with the expectation that God can and will do extraordinary things through us. Did you hear that? I said God will do extraordinary things through us, not to us. You are blessed to be a blessing. So your sowing is evidence of your understanding of that truth. It is essential for believers to examine our actions and attitudes, ensuring that we align with what God has commanded. Sowing to his expectations means engaging deeply in prayer, worship, service, and love, both towards God and towards one another. It involves nurturing our spirit life with the Word of God and allowing it to transform our actions and decisions. Only by doing so can we truly expect to reap the blessings and promises that God has made. As followers of Christ, we have assurances that our efforts, when aligned with God's will, are never in vain. God honors and multiplies the efforts made in faith. And while the blessings we receive may not always align with our expectations, they are always what we truly need and are often greater than what we can imagine. Therefore, investing in a relationship with God through genuine, faith-driven sowing is not only reasonable, but ultimately enriches our lives, making us conduits of his grace and love in a world that deeply needs it. Brothers and sisters, I thank you once again for spending time with me, and I look forward to our discussion on tomorrow. Until then, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.